have smaller lots in that development, which then sets precedent for the next, for the rest of the development to come in and ask for smaller lot sizes.
I will just state that we don't believe that we will have to do that.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
I just want to make sure they understand where we could be going with this, so.
It'll still be in homes. It's not an increase in homes. Yeah, okay. And, go, okay.
Robert, I got one other question. I deviated a little bit. With the drainage going out on the farm and increasing the fill height to make that happen, is there any detrimental effect as far as drainage goes on any of the lots to the south? I believe that that's a no.
No, in fact, it should help them because
it diverts the water.
This basically is putting a dam, if you will, or something, destroying the ability for water to get to where it currently is getting, directed out to the farm where it's a roadway system, and you know, if it floods in the farm, it's not going to damage properties.
All right, let's finish with this one and
okay.
Move on to the next one.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion? Anyone try their hand? Okay, I guess I'm doing it. Okay. For WS 250185 Rainbow Acres LLC, I propose to approve the waivers of development standards minus item number 4, as we believe it is a typo.
Yes.
Period.
Aye.
Oh. Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So now we're going to move
now
on to the tentative map.
TM 255000042-Rainbow Acres LLC, tentative map consisting of 8 single family residential lots on 4.1 acres in an RS 20 zone within the neighborhood protection overlay, generally located on the southeast corner of Farm Road and Rainbow Boulevard within Lone Mountain.
I thought that was this one.
So we have the map.
Oh.
Good evening, Robert Cunningham, 6030 South Jones Boulevard again. I'll just carry over my comments from before and be glad to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Any questions? No? I'm going to open it up to the public. Come on up.
Laura Parrish, PARISH, 6650 Via Provenza. So I just want to try to understand the drainage part. If they went out to farm instead of coming out to Rainbow, so the road would basically be sloping like this instead of trying to slope it all one way, would that allow them to possibly not have to use as much fill and raise those roads up anymore?
No, they just want to do the minimum, the bare minimum that Public Works is going to require them so that water doesn't sit, doesn't drain to you, but it drains to the closest road, right? In this case, they believe it's Farm Road has the best elevation for draining.
So if you don't think it would matter on the height of the pads if they exit out Farm?
No.
Because they were planning on draining to the north.
They were going
to
drain
Farm anyway.
So yeah. They would just put drop inlets or something in the street. Gotcha. Okay.
Do I need to...
No, no.
2-block wall.
Well, we don't have, are you saying like a retaining wall and then another wall?
No, no. We have walls around our property already.
Oh, okay.
We have a 6-foot wall on all the way around, on our side and on the south side and on the east side.
Okay.
There's block wall there already.
Okay.
Been there forever. We put it up, you know.
Okay.
And I put it up.
Okay.
Okay. So will they have to now build a block wall on their side that will be 10 feet high?
Okay, we're going to ask him. Thank you. Are there any other questions from the public?
Sorry, are you Ron or?
James Reed.
James, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing. We can bring the applicant back up. Could you address his question?
Sure. Currently, there's walls that abut us. He's exactly right. They're somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 6.5 feet high. We would be building walls directly abutting those because we have to put retaining walls in those, and then we would be going 6 feet roughly above those retaining walls. So the walls would most likely be above the heights of those walls that they have there currently that's the way that it has to be in order to facilitate drainage.
Right. And not just that, but that's their wall on their property.
Correct.
Your wall on your property.
Yeah.
There's no way to build a retaining wall with an existing wall that's not a retaining wall.
Right.
Without tearing it down.
Maybe I can do it this way.
There you go.
Very vegetated. This is basically the property line wall. You can see it's covered in trees and shrubs and everything. If I zoom in here, you can see how the wall looks all the way along there. So,
right.
And we would be, yes, building a wall that would be potentially, like as high as the peak of that shed, probably above their wall.
Right.
So, like definitely probably somewhere here, that's a little peak over the wall.
Okay. Questions?
No.
Guys, anything? Okay. I'm going to close discussions on this item. Before we make a proposal, I do want to just address the neighbors, because as folks who live in the rural area, we understand, development is a double-edged sword. We want conveniences, but, we can't get the conveniences if we don't do some development. It's also the owners are clearly within their rights to develop the properties. Would we love everything to stay open and all be horse properties? Yeah, but we don't have the ability to tell them what they can do with their land. They're within all of the rights within Title 30. The only things that we can do, are just hold the developers to the guidelines that have been established by the county. Hopefully developers work with the community. It seems like in this case we could get some work done, which would be great. And unfortunately we know that when we live in a rural area, it's gonna be developed, and we keep our fingers crossed and we go from there, right? And we love, just make your own little paradise at home and right? So we hear you, right? We hear you. Okay. All righty. So does anybody want to make a call?
So
I make a motion to approve item number 3, PM25-5. Did you still want, were you going to say something else?
No, go ahead.
TM-25-500042, Rainbow Acres LLC, tentative map.
Nay.
You
want
to put the condition?
Nay.
We have to restart it.
Okay.
Sorry, we have to restart what?
We have to restart the motion. So you started a motion, so then we either have to say yay or nay based upon what you've approved. And if we wanted to go out on farm room, we have to condition it and then vote on that. If your intention is...
So I don't think we're not... Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and yes to mine.
I'll be no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So 4-1, no.
So I'm going to make a motion for TM25-500042 Rainbow Acres LLC tentative map with conditions that the neighborhood enter and exit off of Farm Road.
Aye.
Are you approving or?
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. General business? Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Do we have any comments from the general public? The next meeting date, April 8th, 2025. And we're adjourned. Okay.